If you have the Bible, let's turn together to Psalm 24.
我们打开我们的圣经诗篇第二十四篇。
But before that, I want to just say thank you to many brothers and sisters who have given good encouraging support to my daughter Rachel, who will be leaving tonight to South Africa.
在还没有开始之前呢，在这里我要向大家，特别是那些弟兄姐妹们说声谢谢，因为你们这么多的支持，这是我的女儿 Rachel， 她今天晚上将要飞去南非。
And she's sufficient support for the 3 months there.
她已经有足够的这个供应她三个月生活的时间在南非的地方。
And so the money raised this morning from the food bazaar will go to the ministry that she'll be involved in there. It'll be help the people there.
所以今天早上所筹的这个款项呢，将会全部被用在他在南非地方所做的事工的事情上面。
Not 全部 ，part of it will be for the teen street。
啊，有一部分呢将会用在这个青年人这个在街头青年他们所用的经费。
And I don't know whether my daughter Rachel is she here? I think the young people, I think they are preparing their food for the bazaar. But if I can ask you just to bow our heads, you can just pray for her. Today is also happens to be her birthday as well. So on the 19th birthday, we're sending her on this special trip to South Africa.
所以我们为着她 Rachel 来祷告，今天也是她的19岁的生日，所以在19岁的生日的时候，我就差派她去这个南非来做三年的工作。
Let us pray for her.
我们祷告。
Lord Jesus, you are indeed the Lord of the earth. And you give us a privilege in this world to serve you. And all of us in different ways are privileged, are given the opportunity to serve you in different ways, whether it be back here in Malaysia or in different places. Thank you for opening the door for Rachel, especially on this day to her birthday. We thank you for her, and we would pray that you would go with her and that you would use her and make her a blessing to the people that she is going to work with, especially for the first month or two working with the blacks, those who are far less than us and in need of different things, just working with the group there.As well as later on in different mission teams, outreaches in South Africa and perhaps to one or two neighboring places as well. We pray that you guide and protect her, and her journey there and back to will be safe, and that you would speak to her and use her and give her great faith in you and just a knowledge of your faithfulness in her life.So we commit her to you. And Lord, we also just commit this morning as we look into your word. We ask for a blessing upon it. In Jesus' name, Amen. Well, let's read Psalm 24.
我们一起来读诗篇第二十四篇。
And last week, you know, we have touched on the first two verses.
上个星期呢，我们已经去读了，去查考了这个第一节跟第二节。
Most interpreters believe that this psalm was composed on a very special occasion.
很多解经家他们都相信这个诗篇呢是在非常特殊的情况之下写的。
The Ark of the Covenant that was lost to the Philistines was returned, and when Israelites defeated the Philistines.
所以这是关于到这个上帝的约柜，他在这个腓力士人攻打耶路撒冷的时候，犹太人的时候呢就失去了。那么他今天他们找回了。
And the Ark of the Covenant represents God's presence.
这个约柜就代表着神的存在。
And now they will bring the back Ark to Jerusalem.
所以今天他们就把这个约柜呢带回了耶路撒冷。
And they were shouting praise to God.
他们在那边高声欢呼来赞美上帝。
Acknowledging that God is the creator and the owner of this world.
他们宣告说神就是这个世界宇宙万物的创造者。
And you can imagine as they ascend into Jerusalem, Jerusalem was built on a city, on a mountain.
所以当我们可以看到这一群的犹太人他们挤着涌着去这个耶路撒冷。
And as they sang this hymn, they were wanting to welcome God into the city.
他们在唱歌来赞美神， 来迎接神来到这个建在山上的耶利。
And as they come close to the gate of Jerusalem,
当他们靠近这个耶路撒冷的城门的时候，
and they cry out, "Open the gates to let the King of Glory come in."
他们就高声的欢唱说，打开这个城门，让这个宇宙的神来到你里面。
And so let's read this responsively because this is how he would have been read, although in a different way.
那么让我们一起来读这一篇的诗篇，用这个取音的方式来读。
And I will read verse 1, brothers and sisters respond with the second verse.
我会读第一节，那么弟兄姐妹就回应第二节。
Psalm 24,
诗篇第24篇。
Read it aloud.
大声的来读。
The Lord is the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it.
For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters.
Who may ascend the hill of the Lord, who may stand in his holy place?
He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false.
He will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God his Savior.
Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seeks your face, O God of Jacob.
Lift up your heads, O you gates, be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in.
Who is the King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle.
Lift up your heads, O you gates, lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in.
Who is he, the King of Glory? The Lord Almighty, he is King of Glory.
And this was a psalm that there was believed that when the Jews were in exile in Babylon, they sang this hymn, this psalm, every Sunday.
所以很多人都相信当这个犹太人被抓去被掳去这个巴比伦的时候，每一个星期天他们都在唱着这一个诗篇。
And Sunday was for the Jews the first day of the week.
所以在犹太人来讲，星期天是他们的一个星期的第一天。
And the first day of the week, they remember the first day of creation, how God made the earth.
那么在一个星期的头一天，他们就来纪念上帝起初创造这世界。
And so they will sing verse 1 and verse 2, how God made this earth and formed this earth.And out of the seas.
所以他们就来唱着第一节跟第二节，来纪念神如何在万有当中来创造这个世界。
And so this last week, last Sunday, we meditated on these first two verses.
上个星期我们已经来思考了这两段的这两节。
They express the truth that God owns the earth.
他告诉我们说，神拥有这整个世界。
And he sustains life on earth.
所以他也维持了这生命。
And miracles are indeed taking place every moment to keep this world beautiful and to keep all of us alive.
所以我们每一个人都能够生存下来，这个世界还是那么的美丽，那每一段的时间，每一分钟，每一秒都是神迹。
God is the most amazing creator.
神是却是那么的奇妙的一个创造者。
The whole earth is full of his glory.
整个宇宙都充满着他的荣耀。
And this world belongs to God.
这个世界是属于他的。
There is an important implication out of this.
这里也告诉我们一个非常重要的一个看法。
If everything belongs to God,
那么如果世界上万物都是属于他的，
does God actually need our service?
那么神还需要我们的服务吗？
Does God need our service?
神还需要我们来服侍他吗？
Does he need a single thing from us?
他需要我们这里来给他东西吗？
Does God gain by us serving him?
神会得到我们的任何东西吗？当我们来服侍他的时候。
There's a verse in Psalm 50, verse 12.
在这个诗篇第五十篇第十二节这样子说。
God says, if I were hungry, I would not tell you. For the world is mine, and all that is in it.
我若是饥饿，我不用告诉你，因为世界和其中所充满的都是我的。
Of course, God is never hungry.
因为肯定的是神他不会饥饿。
But he is using human language here to tell us quite simply that it's not quite like us.
所以他用我们人类的语言来告诉我们说神与我们不同。
We are all dependent upon food, upon the air, upon water, upon others for us to live and survive.
我们都需要依赖食物、空气或者是这个水或者是我们别人来生活。
But God is not dependent upon anyone.
但是神却不依赖任何的人。
He's not dependent on people. He's not dependent on the angels of heaven.
他不需要依赖人，也不需要依赖这个天上的天使。
After all, he is the creator.
那么他却是这一切所有的创造者。
And Paul spoke of this in Acts chapter 17, verse 25.
保罗在这个使徒行传17章25节这样子说。
Human hands cannot serve his needs, for he has no needs. He himself gives life and breath to everything, and he satisfies every need. He doesn't have no need, but he satisfies every need.
也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命气息赐给万物和万民。他自己本身不需要任何的东西，却是把他自己来奉献出来。
People of other faith, of other religions, they serve their idols.
那么在其他的宗教他们的思想里面呢，他们就是要去服侍他们的偶像。
Because those idols need to be served, they need to be carried even along.
所以那些偶像呢，他是需要被服侍，他们是需要被带着走的。
The spirits, the idols need to be fed.
那么这个偶像的这个灵呢，是需要被人家来服侍的。
But we need to remember the God whom we worship, God, this living God, is all sufficient in himself.
那么我们要明白一件事情，就是我们所敬拜的神，这个活的神呢，永活的神，他是自己有足够来供应自己的。
And so in the deeper sense, it does not need us.
所以更深一层的来看呢，他根本不需要我们。
And therefore, when we say or when we sing to God, then we give him honor and glory and power.
所以当我们来向神来敬拜，向神来宣告的时候，其实是我们给他一个尊崇，给他一个能力。
When we say we give him authority,
我们也给他权柄。
We must never imagine that somehow God is powerless or devoid of authority without us.
所以我们不能够说神如果没有我们的话呢，他就失去了能力，他就没有了权柄。
It is we who are powerless without him.
其实是我们本身是除了在他以外，就是没有能力的。
So when we say we give him honor, authority, and power, we are not saying that God does not have them.
所以当我们来向他宣告神的权柄和能力的时候，并不是说他没有这一切。
It is saying that it is recognizing that he is worthy of all power, of all.Glory of all authority.
所以当我们这样子做的时候呢，其实我们是向他宣告说他配得我们给他这个能力，给他这个权柄，给他这个荣耀的。
He does not become more honorable or more powerful because we serve him.
所以当我们来服侍他的时候呢，我们并不能够加添他任何的能力或者是他的荣耀。
It's recognizing who he is already.
只是来我们来宣告
and,
来承认他自己
and magnifying him in our lives.
然后在我们的生命里面呢，就是把他张扬出来。
So God made us not because he needed us.
所以神创造我们并不是因为他需要我们。
It's not like how some parents think about having children.
他根本跟一些的父母亲来是不同的，因为我们认为我们要生孩子是因为我们需要他们。
Some parents want children because they have need for them.
有一些父母亲他生孩子是因为他需要他们。
Maybe it gives them a sense of self-worth.
可能这个孩子给他们这个有一个更加自我的价值。
Maybe it is to perpetuate the family name.
或者是要延续他家庭的名字。
Or perhaps so that the children will take care of them when they grow old.
或者是说这个小孩子长大以后呢，可以在他年老的时候来照顾他们。
These are not wrong in themselves.
这一切呢并不是错误的。
But they tell us that human people, human parents even have need in themselves.
所以这告诉我们说，我们肉体的父母亲呢，其实就是有一些的需要。
But God is not like that.
那么神却是跟这样子不同的。
God made us not because he needed us.
所以神创造我们并不是他需要我们。
God made us so that he may lavish his love upon us because God himself is love.
所以神创造我们呢，就是要把他的爱来倾向给我们，因为他本身就是爱。
And to display his loving kindness to all creation.
所以他也要向所有他所创造呢来显示出他的慈爱。
And so when you understand that,
所以当我们明白这一点，
you will begin to serve God out of pure delight and joy.
所以我们来服侍他的时候呢，要带着一个纯净的 信心跟那个喜乐的心。
Not mere obligation or compulsion.
而不是因为我们带着一个冲动，或者是认为这是一个责任。
This is a glorious God whom we worship.
这是一个荣耀的神，是我们所敬拜的神。
But who may serve this glorious God?
那么谁可以来服侍他呢？
This is what Psalm 24 verse 3 is saying.
在诗篇第24篇第三节这样子说。
Who may climb the mountain of the Lord?Who may stand in his holy place?
谁能登耶和华的山？谁能站在他的圣所呢？
How can we serve this glorious Creator?
我们怎样子来可以来敬啊来服侍这个充满荣耀的创造者呢？
And the reply comes in verse 4.
那么这个回应呢，就是来自诗篇第二十四篇第四节。
It says, "Only those whose hands and hearts are pure, who do not worship idols and never tell lies."
那就是守节心清，不向虚妄起誓，不怀诡诈的人。
And the NIV translates this as "He who has clean hands and a pure heart."
在这个新译本他们翻译是说，心里面是干净的，手也是干净的。
He does not lift up his soul to an idol.
他也不向这个他也不会向这个偶像来举手。
He does not swear by what is false.
他也不会来向别人起誓起假誓。
Four elements, how we can worship God acceptably.
所以当我们要来敬拜神，要得到他的喜悦的话，那么这里有四点。
First of all, your hands representing your conduct.
那么第一点就是我们的手就代表着我们的行为。
Your behavior, your external behavior.
我们的行为或者是我们的举止。
The heart represents your internal condition, your motives.
我们的心就代表我们的内心里面的人，就是我们的这个动机。
And not lifting up to an idol speaks of your allegiance, your loyalty to God.
所以不向这个偶像举手，就代表着我们对神的忠诚。
And finally, not swearing by what is false represents your relationship with people, your integrity.
所以当我们不向别人来起假誓的话，那么就是告诉我们说我们跟别人之间有这个诚信的存在。
As the one whom worship who can stand in the presence of God must be one who is sanctified, holy in the entire person.
所以当一个人能够站在神的面前的话，那么他本身呢却是要被洁净的，是要是一个圣洁的。
The mind, soul and body are holy like God.
我们的思想，我们的灵魂跟我们的身体都要圣洁，好像神一样。
Holiness speaks of a life separated to God in thought, in behavior.
所以当我们说到这个圣洁的话，那就是一个人呢分别出来给神，那么在特别在思想和行为上都有圣洁。
And so, in Leviticus Old Testament, God says, "Be holy as I am holy." Leviticus 11:44.
在旧约这个利未记第十一章第44节这样子说，你们要圣洁，好像我是圣洁一样。
And in the New Testament, Hebrews says, without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
所以在新约也同样记载，在希伯来书第十二章第十四节这样子说，非圣洁，没有人可以见神。
For God is holy.
因为神是圣洁的。
And if we know Him,We too need to reflect Him.
所以当我们认识了神，那么我们本身也要反映神。
We need clean hands.
我们要有一个圣洁的手。
We cannot serve a holy God with sinful hands.
我们不能够来服侍神用一个肮脏污秽的手。
God will not even hear our prayer if we live and commit sin in our lives and we cherish sin in our lives.
所以当我们还活在罪的当中的时候，我们神必不听我们的祷告。
In Isaiah chapter 1 verse 15,
以赛亚书第一章第十五节这样子说，
God told the Israelites,
神告诉以色列人，
When you spread your hands in prayer, I will hide my eyes from you. Even if you offer many prayers, I will not listen, because your hands are full of blood.
你们举手祷告，我必遮掩不看；就是你们多多的祈祷，我也不听。你们的手都充满了杀人的血。
They were using their hands to kill people, and they want to come to the temple and worship God. God says, "No, I will not listen."
所以他们用他们的手来杀人， 同时来到这个圣殿来敬拜神，向神祷告，神却告诉他们说，我不听你的祷告。
And so when Paul wrote to Timothy,
所以当保罗写信告诉提摩太，
he gave instructions about the conduct of the church.
所以他就给他一个规则，说在教会里面的这个行为举。
In 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 8, it says, in every place of worship, I want men to pray with holy hands lifted up to God, free from anger and controversy.
提摩太前书第二章第八节这样子记载，我愿男人无愤怒无争论，举起圣洁的手随处祷告。
God wants hands lifted up, but those hands must be holy. Holy hands, clean hands.
神要我们举手祷告，但是这个手呢却是要圣洁的手。
Not merely, and it wants hands that indeed hands are to be used to bring help and hope.
他要这个手呢，确实带给人别人这个盼望，带给别人这个信心。
Not hands that are raised in anger against others.
却不是一个手在这个愤怒的时候举起来做一个坏的行为。
He wants hands that will bring healing, not quarreling and controversies.
他要这个手呢带来的是这个医治，而不是纷争。
Today, one of the greatest needs in a country is just that.
所以在今天的我们这个国家所需要的就是这一点。
Our nation is mired in controversy because of corrupt hands, because of unjust hands.
我们这个国家呢陷入这个混乱纷争的当中呢，就是因为我们因为我们的手呢是贪污秽的，是因为我们的手呢是没有公义的。
And this goes up to the very top of the officials, government officials.
所以这一切呢，就是一直往上爬，一直到这个最高的这个政府官员当中也是如此。
I dare say that we are at the lowest period of our nation's history.
所以我们可以说，我们马来西亚这个情况呢，确实在我们马来西亚本土的历史当中是一个最低潮的时候。
Especially morally speaking.
特别是在我们我们这个在我们的价值的那一方面。
A few days ago, newspaper came out of a report that emphasizes this point that government is not serious about the problem of corruption in our country.
所以在几天前呢，有一个报章的报道说，我们的政府其实他并不关心、并不关注这个贪污的事情。
I believe that we need to pray for a country.
我相信我们必须为我们的国家祷告。
And that we can bring hope to our country.
以致我们可以给我们这个国家有希望。
If we have men and women who will pray with holy hands, free from anger and controversy.
所以当男人和女人，我们都能够用圣洁的手来祷告，没有这个任何的愤怒或者是纷争。
Second Chronicle chapter 7 verse 14.
在这个
Second Chronicle.
历代志下第七章第十四节这样子记载说，
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, and they seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and restore their land.
这称为我名下的子民若是自卑祷告寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
God can heal our land if we pray with clean hands.
所以神可以医治我们这个地，当我们用这个圣洁的手来祷告。
Not only do our hands need to be clean, we need to have pure hearts.
不但我们的手要圣洁，我们的心也要圣洁。
Jesus says, blessedare the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
所以耶稣说，清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
One who is pure in heart is pure in motives.
所以当一个人在心里面是圣洁的话，他的动机也是圣洁的。
They are not divided trying to please God and wanting the world for themselves.
他并不是说在一方面要来取悦神，另外一方面呢，却是要从这个世界又得到一些好处。
If you try and put your feet on two boats,You will fall into the middle of the sea.
所以当我们同时站在两艘船上的时候呢，肯定我们就会从这个船跌入这个深海里面。
Only those who do the will of God will withstand the test of time and eternity.
只有那些忠心来服侍神的人呢，他们却可以顶得住这个时间的考验。
First John chapter 2 verse 16.
在约翰一书第二章第十六节。
It says the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we use, the pride in our achievements and possessions. These are not from the Father, but from this world. This world is fading away, along with everything that people crave. But anyone who does what pleases God will live forever.
因为世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的，却是永远长存。
A pure heart that seeks God, loves God, a pure heart that delights to do the will of God, single-minded, single-hearted.
所以一个圣洁的心，渴望来寻求神，渴望来服侍神，只有一颗忠心的心来服侍他。
Thirdly, is one who is loyal to God. He serves God. He does not lift his soul towards an idol.
所以在第三点，我们来看到他服侍神的人呢，却是一个忠心，没有把他的灵魂呢，或者是说他的心呢，去投向这个偶像。
Steadfast in giving allegiance, loyalty to this glorious God.
所以他忠心的来服侍这个充满荣耀的神。
He doesn't waver in his trust in God.
所以他从来没有在这个忠心的事情上面来分支了。
Doesn't turn to idols, whether to wooden idols, or to human idols, worshipping people, or to minted idols, wealth.
所以他从来没有把他的心呢转移来服侍这个木造的偶像，或者是敬拜一个人，或者是追求这个金钱。
Those who hope only in God will find favor in God's sight.
所以只有在神那边他有盼望的人，却是得到神的喜悦。
So in Psalm 25, the first verse of Psalm 25, cries out to God, To you, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. In you I trust. To lift up your soul to God is to trust in God.
所以在这个诗篇第二十五篇第一节这样子说，耶和华呀，我的心仰望你，我的神啊，我素来依靠你。
Such a person clings to God alone.
所以这样的人呢，他只有单单依靠神。
Even when his job or his life is threatened.
就算他的生活里面，他的生命跟他的工作能受到这个危险。
And remember the story of Daniel and his three friends.
所以我们只回想这样，但以理跟他三个朋友他的情况。
They were forbidden to worship the living God.
所以他那个时候他不被允许来敬拜他们的神。
And they were to worship an idol that the king has made.
所以他必须要去敬拜这个偶像，是当时的王所造的偶像。
And they say that if not, they will be thrown to the lion's den.
所以如果他们不遵守这个命令的话，那么他就会把他们丢进狮子坑里。
But they were determined to trust, even if you throw me into the lion's den, we will trust this living God.
所以他们就下定了决心说，就算你把我丢进这个狮子坑，我所敬拜的神，这活的神必然是帮
助我。We believe he can deliver us if he wants to.
因为我相信他必然的会拯救我们。
And if he doesn't, we will still trust this living God.
所以就算他不来拯救我的话，那么我也依然的来信靠他。
Such people will not be disappointed.
这样的人呢，他们不会失望的。
But those who put their trust in idols will be put to shame.
但是那一些把他们的信心建立在这个偶像的上面，那么他就会受到羞愧了。
Fourthly, the person who can stand in the presence of God to serve Him is a person of integrity.
所以第四点，所以人可以在神的面前来服侍他，就是人有诚信的人。
Faithful in the eyes of others, he does not swear by what is false.
在别人的面前呢，是有这个信实的，他。不是乱来起誓的。
He is a person of honor.
他是有一个尊贵的心。
He speaks truly as it is.
他只讲实话。
There's no false pretension in him.
在他里面呢，没有假冒为善的。
No deceit in his speech.
在他的言语上面呢，确实没有欺骗的。
He say what he mean, he mean what he says.
他说出他所要带出来的意思。
He doesn't say one thing and mean another.
他也不会说一样的，却带出另外一个意思。
And he is not rash in making promises.
他也不会很匆忙的，就是下了承诺。
The words of Jesus come to mind.
所以神啊，耶稣的话临到。
Don't swear by heaven.
所以不要向指着天起誓。
Don't swear by the earth.
也不要向指着地起誓。
Don't swear by your head.
也不要指着你的头起誓。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 37, simply let your yes be yes, your no, no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one.
马太福音第五章第三十七节说，你们的话是就是，不是就不是，若再多说就是出于那恶者。
Such a person commands respect.
这样的人呢，他就会得到人家的尊敬。
Clean heart, clean hands.
所以圣洁的心，圣洁的手。
Pure heart, yeah. Loyalty to God.
向神只有一个专心的。
Person of integrity.
所以有一个这个信实的、诚实的人。
So we come to verse 5, we say such people will receive blessings from God.
这样的人呢，在第五节告诉我们说，将会得到神的祝福。
God will vindicate him.
神呢，确实会使他称义。
He is in the right relationship with God.
他跟神的关系呢，却是正常的。
Such people may worship God and find God to be true and faithful.
这样的人来敬拜神的时候，却是发觉到神却是一个真实的，却是一个信实的。
This was David's experience.
这是大卫的经验。
In 2 Samuel chapter 22,
记载在撒母耳记后啊，撒母耳后22章。
Yeah, and this again is in a hymn.
他也是用一个诗歌来纪念着。
To the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To those with integrity, you show integrity. Verse 26.
慈爱的，你以慈爱待他；完全的人，你以完全待他。
To the pure, you show yourself pure. To the wicked, you show yourself hostile.
清洁的人，你清洁待他；乖僻的人，你弯曲待他。
You rescue the humble, but your eyes watch the proud and humiliate them.
困苦的百姓你必拯救，但你的眼目查看高傲的人，使他降卑。
You're never a loser if you're faithful to God.
所以当我们对神有这个信心的时候，有信靠的时候，我们绝不会是一个失败者。
Not only will God prove his faithfulness to you,He will prove it to from one generation to the next.
所以神不单来向我们显示出他的信实，也向我们的后代显示他的信实。
And more than ever, we need such people if we are to see a hope-filled family.
所以我们是的确是非常需要这样的人在我们的家庭里面。
If we want to see a vibrant church, a better society.
所以当我们希望看到这个教会是充满活力的，是一个更好的社会。
We need people with clean hands, pure hearts, who are loyal to God, and who are men and women of integrity.
所以我们是需要的一个是心清守洁、信靠神的男人和女人。
Such people will receive blessing from God.
这样的人却是从神那里得到祝福。
God will prove himself to them, to the generations after that would also follow them.
所以神却会向他们祝福，向他们显示，然后必然的会帮助到他们以后的子孙。
Are you ready to receive God's blessings?
所以我们是否准备好去迎接神的祝福呢？
So the last 3-4 verses of Psalm 24.
所以在第四篇过后的几节，
We read how when the crowd come up to the gate of Jerusalem or to the temple.
所以当我们看到这一群人他到了耶路撒冷的城门，或者是到了这个圣殿的门的时候，
The call goes out, open up all ancient doors.
那么他们就开始大声的呼喊说，把门打开，
Open up and let the King of Glory enter.
让这个荣耀的神进来。
And then the question is asked.
那么有一个问题就问了，
Who is this King of Glory?
谁是这个荣耀的神呢？
And the reply came, the Lord, the response came, the Lord, strong and mighty.
那么这个有一个回应说，是神，是耶和华，万军之耶和华。
And again the leader asked, open up, O ancient doors, and let the King of Glory enter.
所以再一次的呢，就有这个呼喊，重复的说，把门打开，让这个荣耀的神进来。
And someone asked the question, who is this King of Glory?
然后另外一个人就问说，谁是这个荣耀的神呢？
And the response came, the Lord Almighty, He is the King of Glory.
所以再一次他有这个回应说，荣耀的神就是这个万军之耶和华。
This was to prepare them to receive the King of Glory into their lives.
这一切呢，就是来准备他们来迎接这个荣耀的神到他们的生命当中。
And today, Jesus is the King of Glory.
今天耶稣就是这个荣耀的神。
He has conquered the grave.
他已经得胜了这个坟墓，死
亡。 And He's gone to the Father's right hand.
所以他已经回到天父的右边。
And today we all need to open our hearts, the door of our hearts wide for Him to come in.
所以今天我们要把我们的心门大大的打开，让他进来。
Let the King of Glory come in.
让这个荣耀的王进来。
So that He will fill our lives afresh with His blessing.
所以他来到我们生命里面呢，却是给我们这个更新的生命。
But maybe some of us say, well, maybe I do not qualify.
可能有些人认为说我不配得。
The qualities mentioned, you know, I don't measure up to that.
所以刚才所说的这几样这个价值呢，我本身做不到。
All of us have fallen in different ways before God.
所以每一个人呢，都在神的面前有所亏欠。
In ourselves, none of us are qualified.
所以我相信没有一个人是配得的。
We are not sufficient in ourselves.
我们不足够来到神的面前。
We're only sinners.
我们是罪人。
Our hearts are deceitful.
我们内心充满着诡诈。
But if we cry to the Lord,
但是当我们向神求告的时候，
if we ask Him for mercy,
但是我们向他求他的恩典怜悯的时候，
if we ask Him to come and fill our hearts afresh with His Spirit,
所以当我们求他来到我们的心里面来，再次来加强我们。
If we invite Him to come to our lives and help us,
我们邀请他进入我们生命来帮助我们。
I believe He can heal us.
我们相信他听我们的祷告。
He will give us a renewed heart.
他给我们一个新的心。
We just need to come as we are.
我们只是这样子就来了。
And say, Lord, here I am.
告诉神说，我在这里。
I'm unworthy.
我是不配，
But you are the King of Glory.
但是你是荣耀的神。
You shed your blood for me.
你为着我流下了宝血。
Cleanse me of my sin.
洗去了我的罪恶。
And give me a new spirit.
给我一个新的灵。
The same prayer that King David had when he fell into sin.
那同样的祷告呢，就是这个大卫王也是这样子，当他犯罪的时候。
Psalm 51 verse 10.
诗篇第51篇第十节。
And I would like to invite Sister Jeannie just to sing this for us.
所以我们邀请这个吉妮姐妹来为我们唱。
Create in me a clean heart.
神啊，求你为我造清洁的心。
And renew a right spirit, a loyal spirit within me.
使我里面重新有正直的灵。
And as she sings, perhaps all of us in our heart can say the same prayer in our heart.
所以当她唱歌的时候呢，当我们在内心里面同样的，我们有这样的一个回应。
And say, Lord, create in me a clean heart.
那么同样的向神说，在我里面造住一个新的心。
Renew in me a right spirit, a loyal spirit.
在我里面造着重新有正直的灵。
And so may the blessing of God Almighty come upon us.
所以我们祈求神的恩典能够祝福临到我们每一个人。
from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation.
Close with a closing song, Glory.
Can we stand?
Great is the Lord God Almighty. Great is the Lord on high. The train of His robe fills the temple, and we cry out.
Glory as I.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift his countenance towards you and grant you peace. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you now and forevermore. Amen.